These delegates from Myanmar are about to meet Rohingya refugees deemed eligible to return to the country. But many of those they've come to see are anxious. This woman says she's been put on a list of people to be repatriated along with three other members of her family, but none of them gave their consent.
They tell us we must agree to repatriate within the next few days. If we don't agree to leave, we will face the consequence. I am scared now.
And others say they're also under duress.
A person from the authority told us this is not your home country. You will have to agree to be repatriated. If you don't comply or agree to return to Myanmar, then we will face serious consequences.
This trip is the second by a Myanmar delegation in 3 months. Two previous attempts to repatriate refugees since 2017 have failed, and talks to attempt another have been suspended since the military staged a coup in Myanmar in 2021. Most Rohingya are skeptical about the latest initiative.
If it took them 6 years to verify only 1,000 people for repatriation, how long will it take them to verify more than 700,000 refugees, and how?
With general election due to be held next January, the Bangladesh government wants to resolve the refugee crisis soon.
One issue raised by the international community is any repatriation should be on a voluntary basis. And as such, we have assured them that this will be only on a voluntary basis.
Myanmar is the only authority that can verify those who can return and issue identity cards to them based on evidence of past residence. But most of the 1.2 million Rohingya here fled a crackdown by Myanmar's military in 2017, and the junta has been blamed for carrying out widespread human rights abuses. Returning home has major risks.
They want a security guarantee and an assurance by the Myanmar government for the right of citizenship and to be recognized as Rohingya as an ethnic minority group.
Rights groups say Myanmar's military regime has done very little to support Rohingya citizenship, and from what people here say, also very little to instill confidence in any wanting to return home. Tanvir Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Cox's Bazar.